Quick reminder that Elon Athletics has partnered with the Carter and Smith Group and Allen Tate Realtors to recognize an Elon game changer at two different basketball games. Throughout the month of February, nominees for the Elon game changer should be a person making a positive impact for Alamance County or the surrounding areas. You can vote at elonphoenix.com/gamechanger and nominate. Head coach Charlotte Smith is back alongside in just a little bit. We'll talk about James Madison being in town. By the way, a quick news item. The Phoenix, who have won 6 of 8 in Shaw Center, get 5 of the next 7 at home, as it was announced this afternoon. UNCW gets moved to Wednesday, February 23rd. It'll be a 3-game week for the Phoenix, but they'll begin with the Seahawks of Karen Barefoot in Shaw Center, a 6 p.m. start on February 23rd. And as Peyton Carter is alongside, 5 of the next 7 at home, including the what is now 4 straight. That's okay with you, right? You're fine with being at home, right?
I would love that, yes. Love being at home.
Okay, before we get into stuff about the team and you and everything else, Coach talked a lot about Princess Day and the impact. As a student athlete, what does that mean for you?
I think it just shows how rewarding it is, because along with being a student athlete and being in school, you also have a huge impact on the community and other little girls and boys who look up to you. So just being able to talk to them, interact with them, see them smiling, it's just kind of, it's rewarding. Like, it is a good feeling when you see, like, the impact that you're having on other people.
We spend a great deal of time during the football season talking about the benefit of the redshirt year. Technically, you had the redshirt year during the transfer year, mm-hmm. and then the weirdness of last year, only having played 11 games on the season. Peyton, how much did the redshirt year help with the acclimation here?
Yeah, I mean, it was really helpful. I think just I moved away from home for the first time. I mean, my past school, I was 10 minutes away from home, close to my parents, near my brother. So I think not only basketball-wise, but just life-wise, it was really helpful to kind of just get settled and adjusted. Basketball-wise, it was awesome. I mean, I got to work on my game, and I got to learn the offense and learn the new plays. And I don't know. I think it was really helpful, and I think it helped me improve as a player as opposed to if I didn't have that redshirt year.
Peyton, it has the potential to be a busy senior night. 8 seniors listed on the Elon women's basketball roster. Bree has visited with me, and Kayla's visited with me as well. I get the sense this group likes each other on and off the floor. See, you're already smiling. That tells me all I need to know, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can confidently say this is one of the best teams I've ever been on, just camaraderie-wise, and that's really important because the basketball season is all year long. We're with each other every single day, nearly. So you have to like each other, to say the least. But, I mean, Tyja is my roommate, and I mean, I see her all day, every day, so... Yeah, it's really important to have that on the court. I mean, you need to have chemistry. That's self-explanatory, but off the court as well. I love everyone. We all love each other, and that's really good for us.
You went to Boulder, right?
Yes.
Grew up 10 minutes from home where you went to school. Mm-hmm. When the new opportunity opened up to be in school here and play for Coach Smith, what stood out?
Well, aside from the beautiful campus, and I loved Shaw Center, I think.
And it's a little warmer. You can go ahead and say that.
It is.
You go ahead and say that. It's warmer.
Yes. I just really liked the opportunity to be able to compete for a championship team and play under a coach. Coach Smith is obviously a legend in the women's basketball world. And aside from those first things I mentioned about the campus and Shaw Center, I think those were the two biggest things basketball-wise. Probably within the first week of playing under Coach Smith and how often she talked about competing for the championship, and that was our end goal, I knew I picked the right place because, I mean, a lot of schools I visited, that wasn't even really a goal in sight. A goal was to win games, you know. Do well, not lose, but our goal is to win the championship, and I mean, any competitor wants that.
Yeah. You mentioned the school, you mentioned this campus. I don't know how many people know you're a 2-time academic All-State in high school. How much does having that type of success help when you get here? Because student athlete at the college level is a little bit different than student athlete at the high school level.
Yes, a little different is an understatement. But, I mean, at the end of the day, basketball is going to be over soon. I mean, over for everyone. And you have to have a career after that. And, I mean, it's, yeah, we're student-athlete. Student, obviously, comes first. And it does help just being prepared. I mean, I don't think I was prepared when I first came to college. I was very challenged, like, just the difference between high school and college academics. But once I got the hang of it, it was very helpful.
All right, let's lead on some fun here. First off, Mom and Dad are listening, so hi to Mom and Dad, right?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Okay. Your sister, Alex, plays at Colorado State Pueblo.
Yes.
Give me the scouting report on Alex, and you can be honest. It's just the two of us. Who's better?
She's also listening, too, so I have to be
who's
careful.
Better?
What
no,
I
you
say.
Don't. No, I like this. I like it when we can stir up a little bit of trouble.
Who's better? I mean, I'm better. I have to say that. But
for you.
But we are a different type of player. She was a point guard, and she, I would say she's probably a better, like, finisher than me. And she just has, like, a bit of an attitude, not in a bad way, but, like, a good way that you need in basketball. Like, a, I don't know exactly how to, an edge, yeah. Grit. Like, I'm not saying I don't have that, but I just think she has that. Like, it comes easier for her. And she's super competitive, even just playing board games at home. Like, she always wants to win. But she was a good player, and I always looked up to her. And just seeing her play college basketball, that's I knew that's what I wanted to do. I actually played pickup with her during the summer, and we played together for the first time, so that was kind of fun. She's a little rusty, I'm not going to lie, because she's...
As a point guard, I hope she knew you'd get the ball, right?
Well, she was the point guard. So.
Right, but, I mean, she distributes
you.
Yeah, you touch
did.
It.
Yes, she
okay.
did. But it was fun playing on her team, because we never got to play on the same team, because she's so much older than me, but, yeah.
As always, thanks, Peyton.
Yes, thank you for having me.